Two teens meet and fall in love, but the forces in their families and their Somali community try to keep them apart.
We both love the same girl.
Love? And what do you know about love?
Everyone's looking for you.
We can't. People would lose their mind. They would start sniffing around, asking questions.
That's a clip from A Tribe Called Love. It's a film written and produced by Mohammed Ahmed, who grew up here in Ottawa, and it stars several local actors. The film won the Audience Choice Award at the Real World Film Festival in Toronto, and this weekend, A Tribe Called Love is having its Ottawa premiere at the Bytown Cinema. But first, director Mohammed Ahmed is here in the studio, and he is joined by Ottawa's Hoden Hujale, one of the actors in the film. Hello to you both.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, and so glad to have you both here with us. So the first question that I have to ask Mohammed is, why did you decide that this is the story that you wanted to tell, since this is your first feature film?
This is my first feature film, and this is a story that's lingered with me for like 14 years now, right? Ever since I decided to go to film school, this was the story that I've always wanted to tell. I knew my first film needed to be for my community, you know, because there's nothing like cinema for my community. So I knew in order to break that barrier, I needed to do this story.
And in terms of the themes of the film, I understand there's a little bit of Romeo and Juliet kind of action to it. At least that's what it sounds like. How does that fit into the Somali culture?
Yeah, so this is the sense of Romeo and Juliet. It's a universal story, right? About divisiveness, about love, about keeping people apart. And I resonated with the story when I first, like in high school, getting into Romeo and Juliet. I saw the connections that it had with my own community, you know, with the divisionist of the capitalists and the Montagues and stuff like that. And I saw a bit of that in my community, and I was like, oh, this is everywhere. You know what I mean? It's just not to the Somali community. There's a lot of divisionists around the world, especially in a time like this today in 2026, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And Hoden, when you first saw the script, what did that mean to you, that kind of division, the tribalism that Mohammed's speaking about?
I feel like for me, I mean, I've been sitting with it for a long time as well. Mohammed kind of brought the idea back in 2016, so it's not completely new to me today. But for me, it's, I mean, being part of the Somali community, I think we all grew up around it. We all felt like one way or another, whether it was in our home or just our friends and family, dealing with that tribalism. I think it's really great to be a part of something so big, like a bigger discussion, and being able to shed light on it in 2026, because it's something that's been going on for so long. For me, it feels very powerful, and it's like about time. I kind of feel like it's about time we have this conversation, opposed to having it behind closed doors. Now we can have it for not just the Somali community, but for everybody to see it as well and have a bigger audience and a bigger discussion.
And yeah. I understand that this is your first big acting role, is that right?
Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. What was your connection like to your character? Tell us a bit more about her.
Ooh, I feel like it's been a long time. It's been 2 years since we filmed. So my character, I feel like she's completely opposite from who I really am, in the sense where she's a little bit more reserved, a little bit more, she plays by the rules, where in the film, she was kind of telling Halima, like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. They're a different tribe, you know. You know how people feel. You know how your parents feel. And so I'm definitely not like that. I like to push the barrier, like kind of see how far I can break the rules in the best way possible. I think she's a great character, and I understand where she's coming from, in the sense where when you grow up around talking about tribalism, all these things all the time, even if your family doesn't necessarily talk about it right to your face, I think you still grow up around it, and it is, yeah, something that she deals with, and I can sympathize with the character and where she's at and try to protect her cousin. You know, and her family and friends. So,
Yeah. Muhammad, I can hear from this that there's obviously some deep connections, that the people who are in the Somali community are going to watch this and understand exactly what's going on here. What do you hope that people who are not part of that community will get? What kind of message do you want them to take away?
The message that I would like everyone to take away and go home and have discussions is it's love, you know, and how mm-hmm. love conquers all. Right. Our movie, yes, is about division is and how the community divide. But the true story is the love that Farah and Halima, our main two characters, have. And Muna's character at the end of the movie, if you guys watch it, I don't want to ruin it, but
don't ruin it.
But yeah, it is about love. You know what I mean? And love is a universal story. So anyone that comes into this movie, watches it, will get it. You know what I mean? Mm.
And I guess also such a deep connection for you with this community, because you've been in Toronto for a while, so you must know the area. This is something that's comfortable for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that's very comfortable for me. Yes, I have been in Toronto for a while now. If you do watch the movie, you'll see that Toronto is itself a character in the movie.
Fantastic, yes.
There's a lot of new actors in this film. There's a lot with Muna, our first time. Our first half of the movie is all brand new actors. Me and Holland have known each other for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Longer than that, I think
longer than that, yeah. We both started as YouTubes, you know what I mean? Yeah. Both had YouTube channels.
Oh, amazing. I
noticed her and I linked up and I was like...
It was love at first sight. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
And I always knew, like, my first project, I wanted to include her, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And you were kind of remembering in your head there that character. What do you think that it'll be like watching it again and kind of reconnecting with the character this weekend?
Ooh, I mean, I've watched it once before, back in fall, I think it was. Mm. But seeing it again, I think it's going to bring maybe some different emotions, just because the first time I saw it, I was like really emotional, but also a little self-critical, as most people, like actors are, like if watching themselves on the screen. But I think this time around, I'm going to be able to kind of just dig a little deeper and like really be able to like watch it from an audience's perspective, opposed to being self-critical as a actor watching it. I think it's going to be great regardless.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be. Is there anything else that, people should look for in terms of the type of style? I was reading a little review that said that there's Romeo and Juliet tones, but there's also some Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which I was trying to see how those might marry.
Yeah, there's a lot of elements in this movie. There's animation with the Scott Pilgrim.
Amazing.
The music is very Canadian. And our shooting style, you know, it's like a Spike Lee kind of imagery that's going to be happening in the film. We change aspect ratios. Mm. So there's a lot of things in this film, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also there's a bunch of Ottawa elements.
Okay.
That I included in the film.
All right.
There's a neighborhood in Toronto that I called Hunt Club.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Which is the area that I grew up in.
Easter eggs.
Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs, so yes.
All right, amazing. And for you, is there anything that you're hoping that people in Ottawa are going to be able to take away from the film? Anything you want them to look for?
I think I want them to have fun and really enjoy the film and not get too sad, but I hope that they can have conversations at home, especially within the Somali community or any community. Honestly, I think it can resonate with a lot of different people. So I hope that they can maybe, you know, have a conversation, make this a conversation starter and kind of push the boundaries and break the rules, get messy, you know?
And what is that except love?
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you so much.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I hope that people will give you a warm welcome on the weekend.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Muhammad Ahmed is the writer and director of A Tribe Called Love, and Hodan Hojale is one of the actors in the film. The film will have its Ottawa premiere this Sunday at the Bytown Cinema with a special Q&A with Muhammad Ahmed and some of the cast and crew. The screening starts at 12 noon. Tickets are available at bytown.ca.